93.7 The River, River City's classic rock on a Thursday. Make sure you check out the adorable, adoptable Big Betty, as we nicknamed her, courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter, waiting for you on Facebook, free of charge if you go down to adopt her. This is one of those shows here in Sacramento that, and I think we're one of the few, that actually loves and likes the place we live here in Sacramento. You know, you're not going to hear us go, oh yeah, it sucks, Sacramento, it's crap hole. Yeah, everybody says it's good because you're close to the Bay Area and you're close to skiing. Yeah, that just means you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. Not that kind of show. Both of us, state pride, statewide, love Sacramento, greatest place on earth. And I'm so glad to see this. The article is, Cap City, quickly shedding its cowtown reputation. Sacramento evolving from a sleepy government city to a bustling center of arts, entertainment, and trendy farm-to-fork restaurants, and the country is taking note. Sunset Magazine placed Sacramento in the top list of their 20 game-changing places to live.
Really?
So, yeah. Congratulations.
Wow, look at that. Our city's doing something over there.
Finally.
That's fantastic.
Careful, though. Don't get too excited. Other Northern California cities that made the list also include Eureka, Truckee, and Fresno.
Wow, Fresno on there. I could see Eureka. Maybe some Truckee. I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, I got really excited, and then I saw other Northern California cities. I'm like, really? Fresno's on the list? The good news continues, though. California's capital also ranked really high on WalletHub's 2018 Best and Worst Cities for an Active Lifestyle. They factored in monthly fitness club fees, bike scores, weather, as well as all the hiking, running, and walking trails. Sacramento placed number 13 on the overall list, scoring high in sports and outdoor rankings, and the city was only beat by two other California towns. San Francisco came in number 3, and then San Diego that came in number 4.
Wow, so the two big ones.
That is damn good company, so
yeah.
Congratulations. Here's the sucky thing. People are going to want to come here. You see it downtown. They're building the high rises. Construction starting to boom again. The damn permit office at Sac County, they can't keep up with it. So this is all great, and the city gets to grow, and everyone. See, we've known this. I've known this for years. Sacramento's fantastic, but it sucks when other people find out about it because then they want to come here.
Then traffic and whatnot, you're thinking, or what?
It's just, yeah, then there's just too many people. You know, I always liked Sac when they called it a cow town because it was demeaning. And when other people, they'd be watching an NBA championship game, you know, back with the Lakers and the Kings years ago. Oh, the cowtown. I was like, good, keep saying it. It's not true, but keep saying it because people are going to think it's some podunk wagon wheel town and it's going to keep people out of here. I don't want more people coming here. I don't want the people from the Bay Area coming in here because they can afford it. I want to keep it. Like, I want it to grow and do all the stuff and the farm to fork and blah, blah. But I don't want people to move in here. I want more people to move out.
You want the city to actually grow and all the stuff that we have and the cool parts of it,
yes.
But you just want the same amount of people to stay.
Yes, I want it to get bigger for me.
Yeah. I don't mind new folks. I like it.
WalletHub, some more bad news, found that Stockton, down the street from us, to have the third lowest fitness club fees out of 100 cities analyzed. So if you want a cheap gym membership, you got to go to Stockton. But do you know why Stockton has cheap gym memberships?
No, I have no idea why.
Well, because people stay fit there by running from the cops. See? They run from the police.